Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us that Hashem told Moshe to make silver trumpets to gather Bnei Yisrael and also to travel when Bnei Yisrael is supposed to travel. And the Torah then tells us that Bnei Yisrael did just that. They traveled. The Torah says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Bnei Yisrael traveled from the mountain of Hashem, Har Sinai, where Bnei Yisrael received the Torah. And the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that those words hint to a mistake, a sin on the part of Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, that Bnei Yisrael didn't just leave Har Sinai, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, but Shesaru Me'acharei Hashem. They turned away from Hashem. And what does that mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on that Gemara that Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai and begged for meat. Take a look at a few psukim later. The Torah tells us that Bnei Yisrael complained about not having meat. They had man, the holy man, but Rashi in the Gemara says that this was a rebellion against Hashem. Incredible. Just 3 days before they were at, 3 days ago, they were at Har Sinai, and in such a short time, the first thing they could think of was meat. They're getting the man again, the perfect food, godly food, and they complain. And that, says Rashi, is what the Gemara is referring to. Shesaru me'acharei Hashem. They turned away from Hashem and went straight to their desires, to their rebellion. That's Rashi. Tosfos on that Gemara. Tosfos is a group of Rishonim, medieval commentaries, whose Perush on the Gemara are printed in every standard Talmud Bavli. Tosfos on that Gemara in Shabbos offers another explanation as to what the problem was, that Bnei Yisrael shesaru me'acharei Hashem. Toso says that Bnei Yisrael ran away from Har Sinai, like children who run away from school. Ketinok sheyotzei mibeit hasefer varatz. Like a child who leaves school and runs away. That is the Medrash. However, we have to ask a question on this Medrash. What was so bad about leaving Har Sinai? Hashem told them to. The Torah says a few psukim ago in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Aleph that Hashem's divine cloud lifted off of the Mishkan. That was the signal directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Bnei Yisrael had to travel. So what did Bnei Yisrael do that was so bad? And not only that, what was so special about Har Sinai? It's not like Har Abayit in Yerushalayim. There's no Kedusha in Har Sinai. Once the Torah was given, it's just a mountain. So what was so bad? Rev Yerucham Levavitz, who died in 1936, he was the Mashkiach of Mir. He asks these questions and says the following beautiful idea. It's found in his Sefer Das Torah in Chelek Dalid, beginning on page Ayin Tet. Rev Yerucham Levavitz says that we have to remember that we're talking about the holy generation that left Mitzrayim. They received the Torah. They said Nasav and Ishma. They certainly didn't actually run away from Har Sinai. Rather, says Rav Yerucham, that the Medrash means to say that the way that Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai expressed a little, almost imperceptible excitement to leave Har Sinai. They were there for a year, and they moved on just a little too quickly, just a little too eagerly. Rav Yerucham says that it was a tnuah hachikala, a tiny, tiny little movement, ezo shehi psia mehira yoter min haragil, a step, a gait that was slightly more quick than usual. But that minute step showed Hashem and showed themselves, even subconsciously perhaps, that they were eager to leave Har Sinai. And that, says the Medrash, for a generation like that, for all that they'd seen and for all that they had experienced, that was too much. That's Rav Yerucham Levavitz. I heard another beautiful explanation from the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Shalavim, Rav Michal Yamer Shlita. He based his explanation on what the Marsha says on that Gemara. The Marsha is the great Marenu Harav Shmuel Edels, who died in 1631. Says Rav Yamer, based on the Marsha, yes, Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai. And yes, Bnei Yisrael were supposed to leave Har Sinai. Hashem told them to. Not only that, it is true that there is indeed no Kedusha anymore to Har Sinai. That was not the problem. The problem is that B'nai Yisrael were supposed to take Har Sinai with them. They were supposed to take the experience of Har Sinai, the growth that they experienced at Har Sinai, the lessons and the messages that they received at Har Sinai. They were supposed to take all that with them when they left. And they didn't. They ran out of school like a child who forgot his homework. Who cares? Just run out as fast as I can, so to speak. No, they didn't run. Rav Yucham is right, of course. But they forgot their homework. What does that mean? If B'nai Yisrael had taken everything that they learned at Har Sinai, if B'nai Yisrael had brought the Torah with them, if they had taken Har Sinai with them, so to speak, then the rest of the parsha, B'nai Yisrael's complaining and rebelling, that would never have happened. Have an amazing day, everyone.